In teaching his disciples this prayer, Jesus also reminds them to focus on God's coming reign, God's mercy, and the strengthening of the community. Jesus encourages his disciples to childlike trust and persistence in prayer. I begin reading at verse 1. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot give up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give you a snake instead of a fish? Or if a child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask that the children come forward for the children's sermon. Good morning. Good morning to y'all. How many of y'all have friends? Anybody have a friend? You have friends? What do you do with your friends? You play with them. What else do you do? What else do you do with your friends? What's that? Okay, invite them to your birthday party. You can tell secrets to your friends. Oh, your friend has a birthday party today. Okay. All right, that sounds like fun. Yeah, you do things with your friends, don't you? You go to parties with them, you play with them, you can tell them secrets. Do you ever talk to your friends? You talk to your friends? What would happen if you didn't talk to your friends? What if you said, "I'm not talking to you"?
It'll make them sad.
Do you think they'd be your friends much longer? No, probably not. Probably not. Yeah, we talk to our friends. We tell them secrets. We have fun with them. We play. We go to parties. You know, God wants to be our friend too. So what would happen if we said to God, "God, I'm not going to talk to you"? It'd make him sad, wouldn't it? Like you said, like it makes your friends sad if you don't talk to them. How do we talk to God?
We talk nice.
We talk nice, okay.
We don't talk ugly.
When do we talk to God? When do you talk to God? Or what?
When we say our prayers.
When you say your prayers, that's right. You say your prayers. And I'm not sure when all you pray. Maybe you pray at night before you go to bed? You say your prayers at night before you go to bed. God bless mom, God bless dad, God bless sister, brother, grandpa, God bless my friends. Uh-huh. Maybe go through all those prayers. Do you pray before you eat? Yes. Okay. When I was young growing up, we even had a prayer after we ate. We would say a prayer after we ate too. We'd say one at the beginning, we'd say one at the end. You pray at any other times?
When you go to sleep.
When you go to sleep, okay. Say them at night. Or maybe sometimes you may say prayers even when you wake up in the morning.
Or maybe you could say prayers
when you can say prayers whenever you want, and that's right. Because again, God is like our friend. And, you know, whenever you see your friends, you want to talk to your friends, right? Well, God is around us all the time. So that means that we can talk to God anytime that we want. We can pray to him anytime we want. We can talk to him. We can tell him what we're having fun with. Or we can tell him thank you. We can tell him what we're having troubles with or what makes us scared sometimes. We can talk to God anytime. And that's why he taught his disciples how to pray so that they can talk to him anytime. Okay. Well, let us pray this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, who has taught us to pray. Please help us always to be in conversation and talk to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, I'll go sit down. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. May angels guard me through the night and wake me to the morning light. When you were children, and if you grew up in a Christian household, your parents probably taught you a prayer like that at night, or one maybe with a little bit different ending to it, similar prayer. Our parents taught us how to pray as we were growing up. In our gospel lesson this morning, the disciples come up to Jesus and ask, "Teach us how to pray." And so Jesus then answers with the Lord's Prayer. And he also teaches a little bit more about being persistent. I know Paul says, pray unceasingly. Pray all the time. Yeah, prayer is one of those things we don't always understand. And we don't necessarily need to understand prayer in order to receive its benefits. It's kind of like electricity. You may not know where your electricity comes from, how it's being generated, or even how it is generated, or how it travels from wherever it starts to wherever it's going to end up. But you know how to flip a light switch and have benefit from those lights. Or you may not understand how gasoline is converted into power so that you can drive your car. You may not understand all those, if you pop open the hood, you may not understand where all those wires, those nuts, those bolts, those parts and pieces, and what all ever else is under there, how it works and what's it do and what's its function is. But you still know how to turn that ignition switch and turn the steering wheel. You can drive where you're getting to go. We don't need to understand prayer necessarily in order to receive its benefits. Christ simply commands that we do pray, that we talk to him, that we talk to God, and that we stay in communication with God and in relationship with him. This morning, as you noticed, our gospel lesson is about prayer. And so as we're talking about prayer this morning, I'd like to talk about it with three different aspects. And the first aspect is that we talk to God. We speak to God. And we bring all of our concerns, all of our troubles, all of our hopes, all of our dreams, all of our confessions, all of our thanks to God. We pray in many and different ways to God. For instance, you know, I started off the sermon with a prayer that children pray at night, and maybe even as adults, you continue to pray that same prayer as you go to bed at night. Or there's other common prayers too that we pray, like our table prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let this food to us be blessed. And if you stop and think about that prayer a minute, of what we're asking God to do, God, we are asking God to be in our midst. We're thanking him for the food that we are about to eat. And we're asking that this food may bless us and his presence with us may bless us so that we can be a blessing for others. We want to be in communication with God. And so we talk to God. We pray to God. And sometimes they are those memorized prayers or those prayers that we learned at childhood. At other times, they may be prayers that we say simply from our minds and our hearts of what is concerning us or what's on our hearts and minds. We pray, God, give me a dirt bike for Christmas. God, help me get that promotion at work. God, help me get that new fishing boat that I want. Or we may pray for others. God, please help Uncle Bob recover from surgery. We pray for anything and everything that is on our minds. Sometimes those prayers, though, may sound a little selfish. And that's all right, because when we pray, when we voice our concerns to God, God not only hears that, but we're also listening to that too. And as we voice that, we may say, do I really want this? Do I really need this? Is this something that I have to have? And we learn that maybe it's best that I don't have it. Or sometimes when we pray for others, then we pray, and because we're praying for those other persons, We're not only in relationship with God, but as we pray, we're also in relationship with that other person. And as we hear our own prayers being lifted to God, sometimes our prayers are answered in a way that says, this is how you can care for that person. And we receive more empathy, or we are able to give more empathy to other people in that way. We pray in various ways. When we come to worship, we pray. Sometimes we say those prayers together. Sometimes it's the worship leader who is praying on our behalf. Sometimes they are printed prayers. Most of the time, the prayers in worship have been thought out ahead of time. But it doesn't always have to be that way. When we are in worship, we give thanks and we give praise to God in all ways. And at home, at work, or school, prayer is always appropriate. We can always speak to God because God is always present with us. Another aspect of prayer is not only that we talk to God, but God actually listens. God has promised to listen to us. For instance, in our first lesson for today, it's that dialogue between Abraham and God. God is unhappy with the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he's going to wipe those cities off the map. But Abraham has relatives in Sodom, and he's worried about his relatives, and so he prays to God. God, if you find 50 righteous people in Sodom, are you still going to wipe out the city? And God says, no, I'll save the city for the sake of those 50. And then Moses prays again. How about for 45? And God says, no, for 45, I'll spare the city too. And Moses goes down 40, 30, 20, 10. And for the sake of 10, God will still spare that city. It's that conversation with God. We too have that conversation with God. We talk to God, and God promises to hear us and to listen to us. And we know that is true. It's like talking to a friend, to a good friend. That good friend wants to know what's going on in your life. They care for you. They want to hear what's happening in your world. God wants to hear what's happening in our world. He wants to know what's going on in our life. And we know that he truly is concerned about what's happening to us simply because of what God has already done in our past. He has sent his Son into this world to live among us, to walk among us, to talk to us, to be with us. He sent his Son in order to die for us and to rise for us. God does love us. He wants to be in relationship to us. And so when we talk to God, God is going to listen to us. And the third aspect of prayer is that not only do we talk to God and God listens to us, But God actually answers our prayers. God answers every prayer that we do pray. Sometimes the answer is yes. God, please help me get through this surgery. And you make it through surgery just fine, and you recover very well. In order that you still have some work to be done here on this earth, helping to bring about that kingdom of God. There is still purpose for you here. And so God answers your prayer, yes. Sometimes that answer to our prayers is no. God, please give me that new fishing boat. God says no. There's better things. There's more useful things. There's more enjoyable things that you can spend your resources on. Your time, your money. There's better things that you can do to enjoy that and to have a fuller and richer life than just a fishing boat. Or sometimes the answer to the prayer is wait. God, help me get to that promotion in my job. And God says, wait. You are not ready for that new position yet. You need to gain a little bit more experience. You need to gain a little bit more knowledge. You need to gain that confidence. Spend a little bit more time where you're at. And when that promotion comes around again, then you'll be ready. You will be able to do that new job with confidence, and you will be successful. And sometimes God answers our prayers in ways that are unexpected, but yet may even be better. God, please help Grandpa get over his cancer. Maybe God's answer is not what we expect. But through that process of helping Grandpa, of caring for Grandpa in his last days of his life, family members have to work together once again. They have to learn how to get along once again so that they can all help and all participate in taking care of Grandpa as he's dying. And maybe then in the grief process, family members who were estranged from each other, who didn't get along with each other, now all share in a grief together once again. And so the family is kind of pulled in once again through that death of Grandpa. And our lives become richer. And also, too, we may, in that whole experience, we too may learn how better to care for people. We may better be able to understand people in their grief as we go through that process and be able to care for them and help bring them through grief as well. God answers our prayers. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's wait. Sometimes it's better than what we expected from what our prayers answer. We don't always understand how prayer works. We don't understand how God can hear us when we can't see God. It's like, I don't know, some of you may be doing counted cross stitch or embroidery, or if you're familiar with that. If you look on the backside of what you're working on, it looks like a tangled mess. There's strings running this way and that way. Colors are all mixed up. There's knots on the back. It's all tangled up. But if you flip it over to the front of what it's supposed to look like, you see how those patterns and those colors all come together to form that beautiful work that you've been working on. Life is like that. We see life from that backside. We can see the different colors, but there's strings going every which way. There's knots. There's tangles. It makes no sense to us. Or maybe you can fuzzily see what it's supposed to be, but it's not very pretty. God looks at it from the front. He sees those colors. He sees those patterns. He sees what our life is meant to be. He sees the beauty in what He has created. As we pray, we don't always understand God's answer. We don't always understand why He answers us. But God says, talk to me. Be in relationship with me. Be a friend. And God is always faithful to us. He promises to listen. He promises to hear. He promises to answer those questions. God says, pray. I will listen and I will answer. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.